Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Big system heading our way will bring us rain later this afternoon and for part of the weekend, but it won't be a washout. I'll show you how to plan around the rain.
And NC State fans are waking up with a reason to celebrate this morning after last night's big win. Coming up, what fans are saying about this historic postseason run.
And Durham Public Schools are taking the next steps to improving employee salaries. Why the proposed salary has some staff worried more people will leave the district. We have that and a lot more coming up for you on your Friday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Talking about taking flight, NC State's tournament bid takes flight. UNC as well. Duke gets a chance tonight. Yes. We're so glad you're with us on this Friday. Things will be changing throughout the day headed towards your weekend. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRN Severe Weather Center with that line of storms coming our way.
Big Putin system here. This low pressure system and warm front pushing across the deep south, producing some thunderstorms, even a few severe thunderstorm warnings. We are not as likely to see severe storms here. We've already clouded up, so you can see the cloud cover here on Futurecast. Once we get just past lunchtime, we begin to see the rain lifting up from the south, spreading across the area. We should see rain across most of the viewing area by the evening commute. It will be messy with the rain steady to heavy on and off overnight. There's midnight. And then the warm front gets here, say, 3 to 6 a.m. With that is when we'll see the heaviest rain and a chance of a few scattered thunderstorms. Rainfall total with this is likely to be 1 to 2 inches. So if we're going to have any flooding, it's likely to be pretty early Saturday morning, mainly just some street flooding, which should subside pretty quickly. Once we get into the middle of the morning, most of the rain is out of here. It's completely out by lunchtime. I say completely out, but during the afternoon, there could be an isolated shower that pops up at any point, and we will be mainly cloudy through the afternoon on Saturday. It could be an evening shower in our southwest county. So looking at increasing chances for rain as we get through the afternoon, steady rain to heavy rain overnight, and then into the first part of the day Saturday. Sunday looks dry and sunny. Tomorrow we're probably not going to break out of the clouds, but sunshine returns for Sunday. Gray skies here in Andrew right now, 44 degrees, a northeast wind at 8 miles per hour. Temperatures are in the mid-30s in the north to mid-40s down south. It's a cool start this morning, and we'll climb into the mid-60s this afternoon, but of course it will be wet. Sunday will be cooler with some windy conditions. I'll show you that coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, Elizabeth, and we're watching that camera at 96 or Arundel Avenue at 64 in Zebulon. There's a report of a crash with injuries there at that interchange on the south side of the interchange, and there's a vehicle, it's hard to see here, but it's on the very far right side of the screen. It looks like one of the vehicles involved in that crash, but we are certainly picking up some delays there, especially trying to get into that turn lane to get onto 64 eastbound, and sensors are indicating some northbound delays as well. So there on Highway 96 in Zebulon, look out for that approaching that 64 interchange. Still have that crash reported south of Garner, around South Garner High School at Hebron Church Road and Clifford Road. Still seeing some delays as you head through that area. And look out for a crash over on the west side of Raleigh at Lake Boone Trail near the intersection with Blue Ridge Road, not too far from Rex Hospital. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we're looking okay on our major routes. No big problems in South Durham there on I-40. Eastbound traffic's looking good. A little bit of a northbound delay on 885, which is typical for this point in the morning commute. And those major approaches into Raleigh also are fairly lightly traveled right now with no big delays through Cary on US 1 northbound. Coming in from Wake Forest, you're going to hit about a 7-minute backup on the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard between 98 and 540.
Late night NCAA tournament action. In case you missed it, it ended past midnight. I mean, this state staying hot right here off that ACC tournament championship. 5 wins in 5 days. Well, they're tired of being asked if they're tired. So they came out on fire in the opening round against Texas Tech. Ben Middlebrooks had a shining moment, a career-high 21 points. The Red Raiders were at arm's length until the Pack pulled away for their first March Madness win in almost a decade. 80-67, the final, the exclamation point right there. And WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live on NC State's campus this morning. Things have quieted down a bit. They're sleeping in this morning after that big night of partying at the Bell Tower.
Jeff, NC State fans are waking up this morning with a reason to celebrate. Fans and students gathered here at the Bell Tower last night to celebrate until after 1 o'clock this morning. You can just hear the excitement yesterday as fans gathered at Players Retreat to watch the game. This is the Wolfpack's first March Madness win in 9 years. Last night's win against Texas Tech resonates with fans in a special way, right after becoming ACC tournament champions for the first time in 37 years. This marks Kevin Keats' first NCAA tournament win as head coach.
What a great game. And obviously, we played against a really good, well-coached Texas Tech team. And, you know, they pushed us to the limit.
We've heard a lot about fatigue, I mean, through our ACC tournament run. And then even now, and I mean, no matter how many times people keep saying it, I mean, it seems like we just keep getting stronger with every game we play.
All right, the Wolfpack will be back on the court tomorrow. We'll be sure to keep you updated on everything leading up to this weekend's game right here on WRAL. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
So coming up for NC State will be that second round game against the most surprising winner of the first round, 14 seed Golden Grizzlies from Oakland University out of Michigan. They pulled off a huge upset. Maybe did NC State a favor. They beat 3-seed Kentucky 80-76. So the Wolfpack will take on Oakland tomorrow for a chance to advance to the Sweet 16.
And UNC also moving on in the tournament. The top-seeded Tar Heels dominated in the opening round game against Wagner College. UNC won 90-62. They'll play Michigan State in the second round tomorrow. And Duke is in Brooklyn to play their opening round game today against Vermont. Coming up in the next half hour, WRAL's Chris Lee gives us a breakdown of what the Blue Devils need to do to join UNC and NC State in round two. And you can track all the games with live score updates, times and TV information on the interactive bracket on WREL.com. Just search bracket.
Another big story we're following on this Friday. A one-year-old and a four-year-old child are safe this morning after police say a man abducted them in Lumberton. This was the scene over I-440 in Raleigh, nearly 100 miles away from where law enforcement were able to rescue them. And Sky 5 capturing these moments, authorities rescued the children. Moments later, law enforcement officers arrested the man who was driving that car. Lumberton police say a mother called 911 and said her two children were abducted from an Econo Lodge in Lumberton at about 4 Thursday afternoon. Highway Patrol spotted that car in Johnston County, and the chase was on from there. It ended on I-440 in Raleigh near Brentwood Road, and that's when state troopers and Johnston County deputies crashed into that car, which then crashed it into that tractor trailer on the right side of your screen. WRAL's Willie Danley spoke to a woman who was driving on the Beltline when this all happened.
Oh, it was scary. He ran me off the road. Dang near ran me off the road. Yeah. I just saw Crest 300 fly right past me, and I'm like, what the heck? And I see like 10 cop cars right behind me. I'm like, I already knew. I already knew how it was going to go down.
Now, the children were taken to the hospital to be checked out. Authorities have not released the name of the man they arrested or what relationship he may have had with the children.
Classified staff at Durham Public Schools who are calling for higher pay are getting a better idea of what their future paychecks will look like. The Durham School Board moved forward with a recommended salary schedule at their meeting last night. Previous salary schedules were not sustainable, leading to the current crisis. The comptroller, who has been hired to find a solution, recommends all classified staff get at least an 11% raise from last year's pay. That would still result in some workers being paid less than what they were promised in October, and that could lead to more workers leaving.
It's hard to continue to work for, you know, a company that feels like they don't really care about you, but when you love what you do, it's hard to really turn your back on it.
Interim Superintendent Katie Moore will take the comptroller's recommendations and the workers' concerns into consideration in her proposed budget. She's expected to present that at the next Durham School Board meeting.
Today, college basketball women's tournament gets underway, and two of our local Tobacco Road teams will be on the court today trying to move on to the next round. UNC, the 8-seed in their region, they'll tip off with 9-seed Michigan State, 11:30 this morning. That game's in Columbia, South Carolina. Duke is a 7-seed. They'll play the 10th-seeded Richmond Spiders, 2:30 this afternoon in Columbus, Ohio. And looking ahead to tomorrow, 3-seed NC State will play their first game of the tournament. They are hosting 14-seed Chattanooga at Reynolds Coliseum in a game that starts at 2:30.
Coming up, Apple is at the center of a federal lawsuit. Why the DOJ is suing the tech giant for lack of fair competition.
Plus, some Americans are spending more of their retirement funds. Still to come, why economists say emergency savings could be close to an end for future generations.
And rain arrives this afternoon and lingers into Saturday morning. I'll walk you through the timeline and I'll show you how much rain we'll see. Sunday looks good, but it's going to be windy and chilly. I'll show you.
Welcome back on your Friday morning, getting that last bit of sunshine in Wake Forest before we see that rain. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Yeah, we're going to get that rain. It's coming on later this afternoon into tonight. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner's timing that out for us.
Thankfully, we're having a nice dry commute this morning, but the evening commute will not look like that. Becoming cloudy out there right now. We'll have some scattered rain that starts right after lunchtime and makes for a really messy commute this evening. That rain continues overnight and into the first part of the day tomorrow. So keep the umbrella handy if you're heading out for dinner or to a movie or, say, a show, that sort of thing. Here's a look at our warm front. That eventually moves up across our area by early tomorrow morning, but there's a lot of rain out ahead of it. There are some thunderstorms along that front, and if we're going to see any thunderstorms, that's when and where it will be. But we'll likely have just some scattered rain out ahead of this front. The other thing about this front is on this side or the south side of the front, temperatures are going to be milder than they will on the north side of the front. So the southern or southeastern part of the viewing area could see afternoon temperatures today and tomorrow closer to 70, while our northern counties and northwestern counties could end up with temperatures in the 50s. So that front will make a big difference. It will begin to pull away as we get into Saturday evening. We may have some wraparound moisture with it. Of course, you can see this low pressure system rotating counterclockwise. It may push enough moisture in for an isolated shower or two during the afternoon, but the real bulk of the rain will be out mid-morning up to around lunchtime. We'll walk through it on Futurecast. You can see gray skies here at lunchtime, and then just after lunch, we start to see those waves of rain moving up from south to north. It will be wet during the evening commute. Some of that rain could be heavy at times. It's steady there at midnight, and then we'll pause it here at 4 o'clock. This is where the warm front comes in. This will be where we see the heaviest rain, and if we're going to see any street flooding, that's probably when it's going to be, but there won't be a lot of people on the roads then, and that water should begin to recede pretty quickly. There may be some thunderstorms with the warm front, especially in our eastern counties or east of I-95. If there was going to be any severe weather, that's where it would be. We'll start to see the rain pushing out of the Triangle area around mid-morning. It's out by lunchtime in our eastern counties, but we could continue to have an isolated shower here or there during the afternoon. I would go ahead and plan to be outside. It'll be damp out and cloudy, but the chance of rain during the afternoon and evening will be much lower than it will be in the morning. How much rain total? Likely about an inch to an inch and a half in our western counties and half an inch to an inch and a half to 2 inches in our eastern counties. We do dry out nicely for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And of course, Sunday will be dry, but it's also going to be rather windy. It's going to be a chilly start, 37 Sunday morning, 57 in the afternoon, and then Monday morning, cold too, in the mid-30s, likely to see some freezing temperatures in our northern counties. Coming up, we'll walk through Sunday hour by hour. I'll show you how windy it will be. Pretty quiet for Monday and Tuesday, and then we're wet again for Wednesday and Thursday. Brian?
8:16 right now, Elizabeth, still watching some delays on Highway 96 or Arendelle Avenue in Zebulon with a report of a crash right around the 64 interchange. Can't see the crash itself here, but you can see some of the backup showing up on that camera. So give yourself a few extra minutes heading through there. Around the rest of the Triangle, we're still looking pretty good on our major routes with no serious congestion anywhere. Even those delays we've been tracking out of Wake Forest have started to ease up a little bit in the past few minutes. Still have this minor, or rather, crash with injuries in the clearing stages in the south part of Garner, around South Garner High School on Hebron Church Road, right around Clifford Road. Still seeing some lingering delays there. Also a minor crash reported at Lake Boone Trail near Blue Ridge Road out there by Rex Hospital. Not seeing big backups, but with that police response, you do need to move over at least one lane. Noticing a little bit of a backup forming on 440 westbound between Capitol Boulevard and the Wake Forest Road interchange. Overall adding about a 2-minute delay to that overall trip from 86 out to Wade Avenue. In Durham, looking fine on I-40 in both directions. 85 is looking clear. Just a little bit of brake tapping on 885 northbound right around the TW Alexander Drive interchange.
A winter storm is making its way through Minneapolis after a relatively quiet winter season there. Minneapolis is getting 2 rounds of significant spring snow over the coming days. The city could get half or more of the season's current snowfall total by Tuesday. 2 to 4 inches of snow is possible for most of Minnesota. Some areas could potentially see even more.
Hundreds of migrants rushed past a razor wire and overcame National Guards members at the border near El Paso, leading to hundreds of arrests. That's according to a government official. The migrants were arrested yesterday under violation of Title 8, which makes it illegal to cross in between ports of entry. The official says there's no sign of increased tension from migrants on the other side of the border. It's unclear if any National Guard members were injured in this. And this comes more than a day after a federal appeals court blocked the state's controversial immigration law from going into effect. SB 4 allows state officials to arrest and detain people they suspect of entering the country illegally. The Supreme Court cleared the way for the law to go into effect Tuesday before the appeals court stepped in hours later. Wednesday, the appeals court heard arguments over whether to allow Texas to temporarily enforce SB 4. The judges did not say when they will rule.
Two more people have been charged in the mass shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade. Prosecutors announced 20-year-old Terry Young has been charged with murder in the death of radio DJ Lisa Lopez Galvin. He's also facing additional charges in the wounding of at least 25 others, including children. A 15-year-old has also been charged in connection with that shooting. Two other adults and two juveniles were previously charged in the shooting. A judge will decide if the teens will be tried as adults.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says he will not run for re-election in the Democratic primary. He does say that if he is exonerated, he is open to running as independent. It comes as Menendez faces charges of bribery and obstruction of justice and calls to resign. Menendez, his wife Nadine, and three New Jersey businessmen were indicted in September as part of a bribery scheme. Menendez says that he will prove his innocence during his trial, which is set for May 6th.
Tonight, and only on WREL, Five on Your Side's interview with NC State's chancellor, pushing for answers about the contamination inside Poe Hall. For months, WREL's Keely Arthur has reported on the cancer-causing PCB chemicals found inside that campus building. Now, for the first time, we are talking directly with Chancellor Randy Woodson. We are asking the questions that people who spent time in Poe Hall are asking us.
There's so much anxiety around the fact of, was I exposed? Am I going to get sick?
And we're working on it as quickly as we can.
When do you think people will get answers, and what kind of concrete health answers do you think you're going to be able to provide?
You can see this exclusive interview and the answers we got tonight on WREL News at 6. The Justice Department is suing Apple. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the lawsuit Thursday. It claims Apple has a monopoly over the smartphone market. It says that harms consumers, developers, and rival companies. Apple released a statement saying, "We believe this lawsuit is wrong on the facts and the law, and we will vigorously defend against it."
With a lack of savings for times of emergencies, a growing number of cash-strapped Americans are dipping into their retirement savings early. But as Gary Baumgarten shares, this strategy comes with a handful of consequences that could create a financial fiasco.
With inflation still keeping the cost of living high, many Americans are spending more for less.
$80 was like four things.
Economists say it's making it harder to put money into savings accounts, leaving people vulnerable if they need quick cash in case of an emergency.
It's extremely difficult to keep in a budget now.
To cover urgent financial needs, business experts say a growing number of people are making risky decisions. A recent report from investment management company Vanguard finds about 3.6% of its 401k participants made early withdrawals from their retirement plans last year. That's up from 2.8% in 2022.
The purpose of the 401k is to save for retirement. So if you're going to keep playing with it like it's your piggy bank, when it's time to retire, the only thing you're going to have left is Social Security. Social Security doesn't give a tremendous amount, right? It's capped also.
But while pinching from your 401k early can give you money in the short term, it comes with penalties that can worsen your situation in the long run.
If you're younger than 59 and a half, if you do touch it, you're going to get hit with a 10% penalty. All right, you got to pay taxes on it, and you get hit with the penalty. That's very severe.
To help prepare younger generations for their financial futures, parents are advised to talk to their kids about saving early.
From the minute you start to get a job, start putting away 10%, especially since you don't have yet the kids and the car and the house.
Yeah, that was Gary Baumgarten reporting there. Well, the Wolfpack are dancing to round two of the NCAA tournament after last night's big win. Coming up, how state fans celebrated their team's ride to victory.
New data released from AAA shows what drivers can expect to pay as they prepare to hit the roads. Just ahead, the prices at the pump for spring break travelers headed through North Carolina.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are clear for now, but the rain will push in later this afternoon. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us that front right now.
Fortunately, it is staying dry for our morning commute, but the evening commute won't be quite the same. Lots of rain ahead of our warm front, but that warm front is headed our way overnight tonight and into early tomorrow. Our chance for rain really goes up after lunchtime, and that evening commute and overnight is going to be quite wet. The rain begins to taper off around the middle of the morning on Saturday up until around lunchtime. And then it could be a stray shower later in the day. We're looking at mostly some high thin clouds right now. You see a little sunshine trying to filter in there in Apex. Our temperatures this morning range from the upper 30s to mid 40s, and we'll climb into the mid 60s for highs this afternoon. Brian.
Here at 8:27, we are watching traffic this morning. It's been a fairly quiet morning so far, not seeing too many big problems out there. They're getting this crash cleared south of Garner. Clifford Road near the Hebron Church Road intersection out there by South Garner High School. Also, a minor crash reported over on the west side of Raleigh at Lake Boone Trail near Blue Ridge Road near that Rex Hospital entrance there. A little bit of a slowdown perhaps on 440 westbound right around Wake Forest Road. It's clearing up quickly, though, as soon as you get through there. In Durham, we're looking good on I-85 and I-40.
Brian. NC State fans are celebrating this morning after the first round of the NCAA tournament. The Wolfpack beat Texas Tech 80-67, marking their first March Madness win in 9 years. Fans are hoping the Pack keeps their winning streak going. They'll play the Oakland Golden Grizzlies tomorrow in the second round. And next on Fox 50, how the fiance of one of Headingham's mass shooting victims is responding to the newly released search warrants. And next on Today, how to get your yard ready for spring.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It's a dry start, but look at all this rain down to our south and this warm front. It's all headed our way. It won't be a total washout, though, for the weekend. I'll show you how to plan around it.
And it is a party all across NC State's campus. There are some proud fans waking up for the Pack after getting their first March Madness win in 9 years.
And your spring break road trip getting more expensive. The new numbers from AAA showing how much more we are paying at the pump than this time last year. Gas prices going up. We'll get you all caught up on that and much more on your Friday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. As folks get ready for their Friday, lots going on here as we head towards the weekend. Lots of changes ahead as well. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center about the timing for when that rain hits us.
Lots of rain down here along the Gulf Coast. Thunderstorms. There have been even a few severe thunderstorm warnings. This front will arrive here early tomorrow morning and bring us some heavy rain. But there's rain out ahead of it that rolls in this afternoon. We're becoming cloudy this morning, and then right after lunchtime, we start to see some of these waves of rain moving through. That's 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. By 5 o'clock, most of us are seeing rain, and it may be heavy at times during the evening commute. That continues through the evening and overnight. There's midnight, so if you're headed out for dinner or to a movie this evening, it's going to be wet. Here's 3 a.m., and that's when the warm front gets closer. That's when the rain will be heaviest, and there could be a few isolated thunderstorms. That begins to pull away from us between, say, 6 and 7. Notice it's starting to dry out a little bit by 6 a.m. back to the west. And finally, by noon, all of that rain has pushed off to the east. Now, there's still likely to be cloud cover for the remainder of the day on Saturday. So mid-morning on through the rest of the day, some cloud cover and an isolated shower could pop up really in any part of the viewing area. But it's not going to be as widespread as what we we end up seeing for Saturday morning. So lots of rain for us. We're going to see as much as 1 inch to 2 inches starting this afternoon, continuing into the first half of the day Saturday. Then we begin to dry out a little bit. In Wake Forest, we're seeing a mix of sun and clouds, a little bit of sun trying to kind of peek through some of those thin clouds. 44 is our temperature with a northeast wind at 8 miles per hour. We're in the 30s in the north and mid 40s down south, so it's still a cool start out there this morning. And our temperatures will climb into the mid 60s this afternoon, which sounds mild, but of course the rain will be falling at that point. Now we're dry for Sunday, but turning cooler and windy. I'll show you coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is now 8:32. Just getting word of a crash, minor crash up on the north side of Raleigh at Capitol Boulevard and Durant Road. So we take a look at the eastern side of Wake County. We're looking a lot better on 96 or Arundel Avenue. We had an earlier crash right around the 64 interchange there in Zebulon. Right now, it looks like traffic's flowing pretty freely out there. Raleigh 911 still has that as an active call. So there may be some police activity over on the side of the road. Just a heads up as you head through that interchange. Also, apparently still have at least a couple of units on the scene out at South Garner High School from an earlier crash at Clifford Road near Hebron Church Road. Latest sensor updates are indicating that traffic's flowing a lot more freely through that area. And we still have that minor crash reported out at Lake Boone Trail near Blue Ridge Road, Rex Hospital area. Not seeing any big delays through there. Around the rest of the triangle, a little bit of a backup you just saw in that sensor reading there as we zoomed into the west side of Raleigh there on 440 westbound between Lake Boone Trail and Wade Avenue. And then once you get through Wade Avenue, heading into the work zone, it starts to clear up pretty nicely. Very quiet this morning in Durham. No crashes showing up right now. And all of our major routes in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill are looking good.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Well, fresh off an AC tournament, NC State has 5 wins in 5 days. Tired of being asked if they're tired. They were on fire in their opening round game against Texas Tech. Ben Middlebrooks had his shining moment, a career-high 21 points. The Red Raiders were at arm's length until the Pack pulled away for their first March Madness win in 9 years, 80-67 the final. And WREL's Kelsey Coffey tells us how fans are celebrating this historic win. NC State fans have a reason to celebrate today. Fans and students gathered yesterday here at the Bell Tower. They were celebrating until after 1 o'clock this morning. You can just hear the excitement as fans gathered yesterday at Players Retreat to watch the game. This is the Wolfpack's first March Madness win in 9 years. Last night's win against Texas Tech resonates with fans in a special way, right after becoming ACC tournament champions for the first time in 37 years. This marks Kevin Keats' first NCAA tournament win as head coach.
What a great game. And obviously, we played against a really good, well-coached Texas Tech team, and you know, they pushed us to the limit.
We've heard a lot about fatigue, I mean, through our ACC tournament run, and then even now, and I mean, no matter how many times people keep saying it, I mean, it seems like we just keep getting stronger with every game we play.
It just doesn't get any better than that. The Wolfpack will be back on the court tomorrow. We'll be sure to keep you updated on everything that you need to know ahead of this weekend's game right here on WREL. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News in Raleigh. And coming up for NC State will be a second round game against the most surprising winner of the first round. The 14 seed Golden Grizzlies from Oakland University pulled off a huge upset. They beat 3 seed Kentucky 80-76. The Wolfpack will take on Oakland tomorrow for a chance to advance to the Sweet 16.
UNC is also moving on in the tournament. The top-seeded Tar Heels dominated their opening round matchup against Wagner College. UNC won 90-62, so they'll play Michigan State in the second round tomorrow. That'll be a dandy. And Duke is in Brooklyn to play their opening round game. That's tonight against Vermont. Coming up in about 10 minutes, WREL's Chris Lee takes a closer look at that matchup as the Blue Devils try to make it 3-for-3 for our triangle teams in the first round.
And Jeff, just into the WREL Live Center, we now know when our local teams will be playing Saturday in the NCAA tournament, beginning with UNC having an early evening game, 5:30 tip-off, and NC State will have a primetime slot starting at 7:10 p.m. You can track all the live score updates and game information on WREL.com search bracket.
Dozens of boxes of ammunition, at least 11 guns, also a letter describing his brother's death. All of this was found in the accused Headingham shooter's home, according to search warrants obtained by WREL. The new revelations are disturbing for Rob Steele. His fiancée was Mary Marshall. She's one of the five people who died in the mass shooting in October of 2022. The search warrants reveal Austin Thompson had 170 boxes and bags of ammo, along with more than 100 rounds of loose ammunition. Steele told WRAL the amount of premeditation the search warrant reveals shocked him.
Clearly, the evidence shows that he knew what he was doing.
The search warrants for Thompson's cell phone also show he searched for active shooter NC while the shooting spree unfolded.
And we now know the name of the driver in a high-speed chase and crash that put several Wake County neighborhoods on lockdown Wednesday night. The Wake County Sheriff's Office says the driver was 21-year-old Jonah Luker. They say the white Mercedes he was driving was not reported stolen, but it did have a fake license plate. Deputies are still looking for the passenger in that car who ran away after the crash. According to police radio traffic, it all started when deputies saw the car driving in and out of traffic. Luker crashed near the intersection of Tryon Road and Yates Mill Pond Road. Deputies say Luker shot himself to death.
And a one-year-old and four-year-old child safe this morning now after police say a man abducted them in Lumberton. This was the scene over I-440 in Raleigh, nearly 100 miles away. This is where law enforcement were able to rescue them. Sky 5 captured the moment authorities rescued those kids. Moments later, law enforcement officers arrested the man who was driving the car. Lumberton police say a mother called 911 and said her two children were abducted from an Econo Lodge in Lumberton at about 4 Thursday afternoon. Highway Patrol spotted that car in Johnston County, and that's where the chase started. It ended on I-440 right near Capitol Boulevard, and that's when state troopers and Johnston County deputies crashed into the car, which then crashed it into a trailer. And that tractor trailer there on the right. Authorities have not released the name of the man they arrested or what relationship he may have with the children.
Spring break is next week for many students, including those in Wake County and Durham. And that means a lot of road trips will be starting this weekend. So here's what you'll find at the gas pump. The new numbers from AAA just out at 4 o'clock this morning show the average price of gas right now in North Carolina, it's $3.31 a gallon. That's about 20 cents more than a month ago. In Raleigh, you'll see an average of $3.35 a gallon. And in the Durham-Chapel Hill area, the average is $3.37.
Lawmakers are up against the clock at the U.S. Capitol, where you're looking live right now. They have until late tonight to avoid a government shutdown. They have a plan, a $1.2 trillion spending package that would fund the government through the rest of the fiscal year. But the issue is time. That plan must first pass the House and then the Senate, and all before midnight. It includes billions of dollars to the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, and Customs and Border Protection. If a deal isn't reached, government operations would be affected. Though a short lapse in funding over the weekend would have less of an impact, as many federal employees don't work those days.
Friends come in all shapes and sizes, and this unusual pair is proof of that.
Terry Smile is about 6 feet tall.
Coming up, the high school football player showing the world what it means to be inclusive with a sweet proposal.
First up, though, WRO's Chris Lee breaks down how Duke is preparing to join UNC and NC State in the second round of the tournament.
And as we head to break, here's a look at Roxborough. A little cloudy. We're getting ready for that rain. Elizabeth Gardner times out when we can see rain in our area and much more.
.844 is the time right now as you take this live look down in Wilson at the Whirligigs. And we see some clouds rolling in. You can see there's some upper level air right there. Let's see how now they're moving just a little bit there. A little breezy out there. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRS Severe Weather Center. And we see where this system is coming from there, from the south up.
Well, and you know, when they start down here in the Gulf of Mexico, they can really collect a good bit of moisture and push it northward. And we're definitely going to see that. You can see some rain in Georgia and South Carolina. That's well ahead of the front, but that is headed our way. And when the front arrives early tomorrow morning, that's when we'll see the heaviest rain and the potential for an isolated thunderstorm. It's cloudy this morning for the most part. We're still seeing those clouds thicken up. Once we get just past lunchtime, 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we begin to see the first wave of rain moving in, and that'll be settled across the entire viewing area by the time time of the evening commute, and in some places that rain may be heavy at times. That continues through the evening and overnight. There's midnight, and then that front comes through early in the morning between, say, 3 and 6 a.m. That's when the rain will be heaviest, and we could see a few isolated thunderstorms. Best chance for any severe storms is likely to be east of I-95 and mainly east of our viewing area. By the time we get to 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, we may be drying out in our western counties, but we're going to hold on to some of that rain through about 10 or 11 o'clock in our eastern counties. So from lunchtime on, the entire viewing area should be cloudy, a little damp because of the rain that will have rolled through, but we'll also have just a small chance of a shower. So the bulk of the rain ends anywhere from mid-morning to around lunchtime, just depending on how far west or east you are. It moves out earlier in the west and a little later in the east. But Futurecast continues to show this light band of rain that sneaks into our southwestern counties during the evening. So we'll see how that plays out. Our chance of rain really jumps up quickly as we get into the evening. So if you're headed out for dinner or a movie, it's definitely going to be wet for you. This is a look right now at RDU. We're seeing mostly cloudy skies and a temperature of 44. Our dew point is up a little more moisture in the atmosphere than we saw this time yesterday. Still 37 in Roxboro, but elsewhere, we're looking at low to mid 40s, except in Clinton, it's 48. So we have a pretty wide range in our temperatures right now. Around town, 67 in Raleigh, 65 in Durham, but we could be closer to 70 in Fayetteville. Close to the Virginia line, we could stay in the 50s for our highs today and even tomorrow. Some scattered showers in the morning on Saturday. Again, we're going to see that tapering off mid to late morning, and then we'll be mostly cloudy with a small chance of a shower. Sunny skies for Sunday, but it's going to be chilly, 57 and windy too. Take a look at our wind gust forecast for Sunday. Even though it'll be nice and bright, it's going to feel awfully chilly with winds gusting up to 30 in the morning, and then in the afternoon, gusting, say, 20 to 25. Our latest pollen count is very high, but we are likely to see that dropping once that rain starts later on today. We get a little bit of a break from the pollen over the weekend. Early next week, we're warmer again. Monday and Tuesday, we're in the mid-60s, but take a look at these morning temperatures. Sunday and Monday morning, temperatures will be in the mid to upper 30s, so we still can't put the coats away just yet.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. NC State and UNC are already moving on to the second round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Today, Duke will be looking to join them. WRL's Chris Lee takes a look at how Duke is preparing for Vermont after a pair of disappointing losses to the Tar Heels and the Pack.
Good morning to you. Brooklyn has been kind to the Duke Blue Devils over the years, and they're hoping it'll be better to them than what Durham or Washington, D.C. has been this month. Duke lost their last game of the regular season versus UNC and followed that up by losing to NC State in the ACC tournament. Yesterday, Duke practiced in Brooklyn to prepare for tonight's game versus Vermont, which is a chance for them to bounce back.
The two losses to NC State and USC were unacceptable, obviously, but I mean, that's over with. It doesn't really matter anymore. Like, this is a new season, and the narrative can change real quick. So, whoever's with us is with us, and whoever's not, don't jump on the bandwagon when it's that time.
The Blue Devils take on Vermont at 7:10 tonight from Brooklyn, son. And as always, you can stay updated on everything throughout the day on WRELSportsFan.com.
March Madness are certainly living up to its name early on for college basketball fans. Yesterday's games, the NCAA said less than 2.5% of brackets still remain perfect now. That's in its own bracket game. The biggest bracket buster, knocked me out. Kentucky Wildcats losing to the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. According to the NCAA, Oakland's upsets left just over 2,000 perfect brackets remaining.
And one high school senior showing what it means to be inclusive. Thursday was World Down Syndrome Day, a day to celebrate those with an extra chromosome. And high school senior John Bugby used the day for a special surprise for his friend Elena, who has Down syndrome. He planned a very pretty, sweet promposal during weight class. John, known as the big friendly giant among his peers, says Elena's smile inspired this promposal.
I'm 6'8".
And how tall do you think Elena is?
You're about, what, 5'3", 5'2"? Yeah.
Her smile is about 6 feet tall.
So sweet. This will be John and Elena's second formal dance.
It is almost Easter time, and that means lots of chances to see the bunny and hunt for eggs.
Yeah, let's take a look at some of the family fun happening this week in WRL's Out and About.
More than 15 Easter egg hunts are happening in the Triangle area this weekend. You can find one On Saturday, children can hunt for eggs at Mordecai's Historic Park in downtown Raleigh. That starts at 10 a.m. There's also a digital scavenger egg hunt at Pullen Park. There are also egg hunts in Apex, Carrboro, Chapel Hill, Durham, and Wake Forest this weekend.
Mrs. Doubtfire is on stage at Durham Performing Arts Center through Sunday. The film has been transformed into a new musical with plenty of laughs. Tickets are still available.
And tomorrow you can enjoy some coffee in Moore Square. The annual Raleigh Roasts event features the area's best coffee roasters. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tickets are $15 and benefit the City of Raleigh Museum. You can find more information about these events and other best bets for the weekend on WRL.com. Just search Out and About.
A rare two-headed rat snake is recovering from surgery. Take a look at this. The snake named Tiger Lily was supposed to leave a Missouri Nature Center earlier this month, but it had issues with its ovaries. Veterinarians at the St. Louis Zoo were able to successfully remove the ovaries, and Tiger Lily is doing well. After recovery, she'll be transferred to a conservatory in Kansas City.
An iconic ghost is back for more afterlife chaos. A multi-Grammy winner scores another award. And plenty more here with Kristen Goodwin with the Hollywood Nation.
The juice is loose.
Beetlejuice returns. The Targaryens prepare for war. And Beyoncé receives a special honor in the Hollywood Nation. Still working on my life, you know. Beyoncé is being recognized for her influence on pop culture and music. The 32-time Grammy winner will be honored with the iHeartRadio Innovator Award at Fox's iHeartRadio Music Awards. Actor and rapper Ludacris is set to host the celebration of fan-favorite artists, which will feature performances by Justin Timberlake, Green Day, Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, and more. Plus, there will be a special musical tribute to the 2024 iHeartRadio Icon Award recipient, Cher. The ceremony airs live from Hollywood's Dolby Theater, April 1st, only on Fox. Cillian Murphy will be back to lead his Birmingham street gang. Murphy, who recently won the Best Actor Oscar for Oppenheimer, will reprise his role as gangster Tommy Shelby in the upcoming Peaky Blinders movie. Show creator Stephen Knight confirmed the news to Birmingham World during a red carpet interview at the premiere of his new series, This Town. The film adaptation of the hit BBC period crime series starts production this September.
To war, then.
HBO wants Game of Thrones fans to choose a side in today's first looks. The network released dueling trailers for House of the Dragon Season 2, giving a glimpse at Princess Rhaenyra's and Queen Alicent's all-out war to claim the Iron Throne. The show returns June 16th. Michael Keaton suits back up as Tim Burton's iconic ghost in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Warner Brothers dropped the teaser trailer for the sequel to the 1988 horror comedy, which also features Winona Ryder and Catherine O'Hara reprising their roles as Lydia and Delia Deeds. Jenna Ortega joins the cast as Lydia's daughter, Astrid. The afterlife chaos arrives to theaters September 6th.
That's Kristen Goodwin reporting. I'm ready for the Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, a new type of milk could be at your grocery store soon from a galaxy far, far away. Lucasfilm, the creator of Star Wars, is partnering with True Moo to release blue milk. Fortunately, it's not actual Bantha milk. It's vanilla-flavored milk with a blue hue. It's a nod to what the popular character Luke Skywalker drank in the first Star Wars movie. That milk hits shelves April 17th. Interesting. Would you drink blue milk?
Yeah, I'd try most anything.
Yeah, that's true. All right, before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.